Good morning. We continue with our study of the 30 and 30, the different psukim that surround the Malchios, the Chronos, and Shofros as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And today happens to be Sunday, so once again it happens to work out that the psukim we're going to study today are also part of the Shir Shal Yom of Sunday. And they come from an important paragraph in chapter in the book of Tehillim, the Tehillim Chaf Dalet, which talk about the purpose of the creation of the world, and get recited quite a bit on Rosh Hashanah, probably because of the fact that it highlights the creation of the world. Indeed, the Masechta Sofrim brings down that we say certain things in the right time, because it says the based on the Mishnah and Tamid and Parak Zion, when we say Barishon Hayu Omrim, why? Whenever we mention the pasuk, it's as if we built a new mizbeach. So we say Lashem Aratzim Lo Teva VeYoshveva. And why is that? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says God created the world. He created Shemayim and Aretz, and He gave it to us to be kona, to acquire it on that first day. And so the pasuk of Seusha Arim, which is the pasuk that on Zayom Tchilas Maasecha, this is the day that started all of God's actions and it made them aware, right? We made us aware of God's actions. That became apparent on this particular day. And so on Rosh Hashanah, we tend to note the David Mizmor quite a bit. We recite it at night, and we recite it during the day as we put back the Sefer Torah. And now here again we find it, or a certain section of it, inside of our Malchus section. Now there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed tells us that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to put the Aron HaKodesh into the Kodesh HaKadashim. And as soon as he tried to get close to put it in there, wham, the gate shut, and they clung to one another, they refused to open. So Shlomo HaMelech prayed very hard to God at that moment in time. In fact, the Gemara says that he said 24 Renanos, he recited 24 Kapitlach, and he wasn't answered. Till finally he came around to the Psukim that we're going to recite as the last of the ones in the Ksuvim section. And he finally came to the question, Su'usham Rashechem. He asked the question, Gates, open up your heads. And then what happened? The gates, says the Gemara, jumped off the hinges and started to chase after him to try to swallow him up. And then at one point the gates are chasing him, and they cried out to him. They said to him, "Mi ze melech hakavod? Who is the king that you talk about when you say we should open up Yavo melech hakavod?" So Shlomo HaMelech says, "Hashem is Yizuz melech gibor, Hashem gibor melchama." Now this is a great series and a great story in a Gemara telling us how gates are chasing Shlomo HaMelech. But what does that have to do with what we're dealing with here in our recitation of the Malchios? So I think the answer comes down to an interpretation of the Psukim carefully. We say, Shusham Rashechem, Vihinasu Pishelom, note to note, Vihinasu, they should be, the doorways, the openings of the world should be lifted up, and they could be passive, right? And the answer is, with the interpretation is, you gates of the Beis HaMikdash, which are going to be here forever, as opposed to the curtains that existed in the Mishkan, you should open up and let the Melech HaKavod come, so that he can hear and respond to the Rina and the Tfila, to the Torah and the prayer that's being offered in this particular place. So if you want to ask me, who is Mize Melech HaKavod? And Rav Aaron Yudah Leib Stein in Zecher Tzadik Levracha says that on that Gemara about the gates chasing, right? The gates thought that Shlomo HaMelech was talking about himself. Let the honored king come in. He's referring to himself. And so, you know, what happened over here is that Shlomo clarified that he was talking about Hashem. God is showing all of his actions. He was, and how does God do that? Hashem Izuz Gibor. To be an Izuz means that he's strong. And a gibor is someone who shows his strength within his actions. He's internally strong, and he shows his strength. And by the way, Hashem gibor milchama, we add as a third qualification, that Hashem also protects those he loves. And anyone who starts up with them is in big trouble. To which the psukim come back and ask, Sushim Rashechem Usa'u Pischei Olam. This time, in the Bayis HaShlishi She'ibana B'mei Rabbi Yameinu, in the third temple era, right, what's going to happen? the gates themselves should lift themselves up. Why is that? When it's the first time around, when God came inside, he did it with such strength and fanfare that people were afraid. Nobody wants to go against the word of God. But when the third temple will be built, when the third Beis HaMikdash comes upon us, we'll get to the level of Su. The individuals will go ahead and the gates will go ahead and there won't be a fear. There'll be a different status. There'll be an excitement. Why? Because Mi'uzeh Melech HaKavod Hashem Tzevakos U'Melech HaKavod Tzela will all be aware, the entire world will be aware, that the king, the honored king, is Hashem, and he is complete, Hashem Tzevakos, he is complete, and everything belongs to him, and therefore he is the king forevermore. This is the point of the end of the coda to the section of Ksuvim Psukim of Malchios. And here's our takeaway. Our takeaway is, it starts with us. Susha'arim. We have to lift up our own heads, like the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. It starts with a person who lowers himself enough to appreciate Hashem and asks a question, V'yavo melech hakavod, to which he asks the question, where am I going to find that melech hakavod? And what we need to know is recognize that from your question, it gets the world. The world also asks the question. A Jew has to understand when he declares Malchios or she declares Malchios on Rosh Hashanah in a private Shmon Esrei, that has ripple effects all around the world. When a Jew acts with an awareness of God in the world, that has a reverberations for the world at large, and it gets the whole world to do it. Nowadays, point number three takeaway, is at present, we do it sometimes because there's a certain sense that God controls everything. We don't want to get on his bad side. But ultimately, v'nasu pischei olam, we want to get to Malchus Hashem. And that should come from obvious awareness and comfort in the fact that we made our decision. So contemplation points, one, it starts off with us, each one of us, lowering ourselves because there's something greater than us out there. Point number two, it has a ripple effect on the world. Point number three, we are declaring it, sometimes out of fear of God, but we want to get to the point where it comes out of the love of him as well. If we get this in, and we start thinking about it today, Sunday, by the time we get to the great day of Rosh Hashanah, we'll have it down pat, and it too will inspire us in our tefillah. Have a great day.